Dear friends, today I want to share with you on the third Sunday of Easter, liturgical year A. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke chapter 35, verses 13 to 35. The Gospel today has something very important to tell us. It tells us three very important things. We all say Christ has risen from the dead, but where is Jesus Christ risen from the dead? The Gospel today tells us very clearly. The risen Lord, the risen Jesus, is in the Word of God, number one. Number two, the risen Lord, the risen Jesus, is in the Eucharist. Number three, the risen Lord, the risen Jesus, is in the community, in the church. These are the three important things. The Gospel today tells us that on the day of the resurrection, two of Jesus' disciples were returning from Jerusalem to Emmaus, balik kampung, you can say. Then, suddenly, Jesus appeared to them. The risen Lord appeared to them, but they cannot recognize him, because the risen body of Jesus is a transformed body. It can pass through locked doors. It can be at any time, in any place, not limited by time and space. So the risen body of Jesus is a transformed body. So they did not recognize him. You can only recognize him if we have faith. But more importantly, the Gospel tells us, so Jesus explained to them the scriptures about himself. After that, Jesus stayed with them and celebrated the Eucharist with them. Jesus took the bread, thanked God, broke the bread and gave it to them to eat. And they recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. That is at the Eucharist. They recognized Jesus at the breaking of bread. And Jesus vanished, disappeared. Disappeared where? The risen Lord disappeared into the bread. Because the body of the risen Lord can pass through closed doors. It can enter the bread and change it into his body. And when we eat the bread of the body of Christ, we become the body of Christ. Not like ordinary bread. When you eat ordinary bread, the bread become us and we grow fat. But when we eat the body of Christ does not become us, but we become the body of Christ. And after the Eucharist, the two disciples return to Jerusalem to be with the community of the 11 apostles and their companions. So you see very clearly, the Gospel of St. Luke today tells us that the risen Lord is present in the Word of God, in the Eucharist, and in the community, the church. And in our Mass today, the risen Lord is also present in the Word of God. That's why we have to come to Mass early to listen to God's Word, to listen to the homily, and even to listen to the homily from the internet. The risen Lord is present in the Eucharist. Because in the Eucharist we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection in his body and his blood. And the risen Lord will give us the Holy Spirit and build the community, build the church, build the kingdom of God. And number three, the risen Lord is present in the community, in the church. So today in the Mass, we have all three. The Word of God, the Eucharist, and the community, that is the church. And the risen Lord is present there. For what? To empower us. To give us the Holy Spirit. So that we will proclaim the good news of his resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So that others may believe, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and have their sins forgiven. And that is what the first reading tells us. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tell us that on the day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Peter and the 12 apostles, they proclaimed the good news of the resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins. And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people believed in the good news. They were baptized, they received the Holy Spirit, and they had their sins forgiven. And that is why it is very important that we continue to proclaim the good news, so that people may believe, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and have their sins forgiven. The responsorial psalm follows the theme of the first reading. The responsorial psalm also tells us of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but more importantly, the responsorial psalm tells us that the risen Lord gives us life, happiness, joy. The responsorial psalm has got four stanzas. Stanzas 2, 3, and 4 tells us about the risen Lord. The response of the responsorial psalm tells us that the risen Lord gives us life, happiness, joy. The response of the responsorial psalm is taken from the fourth stanza. And in fact, just now, in the first reading, St. Peter quoted from the psalm to tell the Jews that what was prophesied in the Old Testament by the patriarch David is fulfilled in the New Testament in the Acts of the Apostles. In the Acts of the Apostles. And that is why just now we responded four times. Show us, Lord, the path of life. Show us, Lord, the path of life. That is, the risen Lord will give us life, happiness, and joy. Second reading also very important. The second reading from the first letter of Peter tells us about baptism. The second reading tells us that after baptism, we have to live good and holy lives. Why? Because the price that was paid for our salvation is not in gold and silver, but by the blood of a lamb that is spotless and stainless. That is Jesus Christ. And that is why after baptism, we have to live good and holy lives, because the price that was paid for salvation is not in gold or silver. It is in the blood of a lamb that is stainless, that is pure, that is spotless. That is Jesus Christ. What do we do now? Of course, we celebrate the Eucharist. We celebrate Christ's death and resurrection. In his body, drink his blood, and the risen Lord will give us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help us proclaim the good news of the resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so that others may believe and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of their sins. The Holy Spirit will give us life, joy, happiness. The Holy Spirit will help us live good and holy lives. We are now in the season of Easter of 50 days. 50 days. The season of Easter is 50 days from Easter Sunday to Pentecost Sunday. And that is why the big Easter candle will be in the sanctuary for 50 days. For 50 days. So we are in the Easter season of 50 days. With this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed Easter season. Amen, and God bless you.